and whose lips were red with wine. And he went behind him and touched him on the shoulder and said to him, "Why do you live like this?" And the young man turned round and recognized him and made answer and said, "But I was a leper once and you healed me. How else should I live?" And he passed out of the house and went again into the street. And after a little while he saw one whose face and raiment were painted and whose feet were shod with pearls. And behind her came, slowly, as a hunter, a young man who wore a cloak of two colors. Now the face of the woman was as fair face of an idol, and the eyes of the young man were bright with lust. And he followed swiftly and touched the hand of the young man and said to him, "Why do you look at this woman, and in such wise?" And the young man turned round and recognized him and said, "But I was blind once, and you gave me sight. What else should I look?" And he ran forward and touched the painted raiment of the woman and said to her, "Is there no other way in which to walk save the way of sin?" And the woman turned round and recognized him and laughed and said, "But you forgave me my sins, and the way is a pleasant way." And he passed out of the city. And when he passed out of the city, he saw seated by the roadside a young man who was weeping. And he went towards him and touched the long locks of his hair and said to him, "Why are you weeping?" And the young man looked up and recognized him and made answer, "But I was dead once, and you raised me from the dead. What else should I do but weep?"